League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of...
Are we actually in bed?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where there are no holes barred. Quick disclaimer, there's going to be foul language and sexual references, and possibly we're in bed today, so there might be actual sexual acts.
You're not joking.
But if you are boring, then off you fuck. Today's podcast is kindly sponsored by AG1 by Athletic Greens. So if you want to support the show, then head over there.
They are so nice.
I know. Wait, have you tried them?
Yeah. I'm going to have them in the morning.
What, those ones?
The greens?
Yeah.
The sachets?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're banging.
You're having them. They're mine. You can find this podcast every Friday at 7 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So as you can tell, I'm joined again by Lloyd for part two.
Hello. How are you doing?
People really enjoyed part one, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm surprised why.
Because you're fantastic.
Yeah, I just don't find myself that interesting.
Well, you're joining us today from our favourite place.
Why are we in bed?
What do you mean?
Why are we in bed?
Me and Lloyd always say we're like the grandparents from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We are in bed probably like the majority of our lives we've been in bed together.
Yeah, do you know what? This house is massive. We've never seen any of it.
Honestly, this is our favourite place to be. Not in a lazy way, like I love work. You don't like working from bed,
yeah, I can't work in bed.
I can. I can work from bed, eat from bed, sleep from bed. It's our favourite place to be. But let's give them all a little recap of our week. Lloyd shut my finger in a window. Tell them about that. I'd like to hear your POV on that.
Yeah, so we're going to Wagga's, and so we pulled up on the side of the road there, and then there was this girl, and she's like, oh my God, that's Eden, as we're parking. Do you know how awkward it is to parallel park when someone's fucking watching you? And my car doesn't have parking sensors, a camera or nothing, it's old school. So, yeah, anyway, slid it straight in. Oh, thanks, babe. Yeah, slid it straight in. Thought it was dead smooth in that, and I was doing my little checks, as you do, you know, on the car, putting up my windows. And Eden's chatting away to this person. And he's like, Lloyd! Turn around. And I've been pressing the window up on Eden's finger. And he's, have you still got that bruise?
Well, the thing is, this finger has been through so much trauma. So when I was two... When I was two, Freya shut my finger in the door and the whole top of it came off. And now Lloyd's smashed. Can you see where it's a bit darker now? I'm not joking. Like, I know you always like say like, but like feel there.
Black mold, that.
Oh, he says everything's black mold. You're obsessed with black mold.
It's the most dangerous mold there is.
I can't believe we've pulled this off. We woke up this morning and had to be at the studio and I was like, Lloyd, can we just do it from home? And we've gone out, we've bought all the stuff, and I'm just so proud.
And that's it, because fucking everything's going to be from here now. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, there's certain guests I don't really want in bed with me, do you know what I mean?
It'd be quite funny.
So we didn't touch on the fact that we're getting married. Like, we didn't talk about wedding planning or anything. So tomorrow, actually, which will be Wednesday for us, we're going back to our wedding venue. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because the last time we went, he didn't know. The last time we went, the flowers hadn't bloomed. It was still winter. So we're going to go back and all the flowers would have grown. It's going to be like, it's really wild flowers. It's going to be stunning. And we're going to like practice like timings for the song and the walk down. We've got lots of things done. If I was to ask you, Lloyd, what do you think we've managed to get done in wedding planning?
The venue. Sorted. The band, DJs, tables, food, drinks. I need to sort mine out, actually. Yeah, I think it's all pretty much there, isn't it? There's a negotiation to go on with the temple. That's about it.
Violinist.
Sorted.
We really wanted like live music as we walked down. But our issue this week is the dogs. The dogs are both fast asleep in front of us. But we wanted the dogs to be there as I walked down the aisle. But I don't think we can do that to Chase. I can't have that song playing on the violin and then just...
Yeah, if he ruined it, I'd like to say that he wouldn't.
But today we wanted to mix it up because we didn't just want to like talk about boring things. We've got a Mr. and Mrs. questions and quizzes, so stay tuned for that.
I've also got a thought of the week.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. What is your thought of the week?
Right, so you know when people say it's always in the last place you look, you know when you're finding somewhere? So you find something and someone says, oh, it's always in the last place you check,
isn't
it? No, they
say the first place you look.
No, it's not. That's not. No one says, oh, it's always in the first place you look. That's not a saying.
Yeah, why do people say that?
No, they don't say that. What they say is, it's the last place. Oh, it's always in the last pocket you check. Oh, it's always in the last.
Yeah, you know, of course what I mean? It is.
Yeah, do you know why? Because who carries on fucking looking for something once they've found it? Do you know what I mean?
That's so true.
So, of course, it's in the last place you check because you found it. So you're not going to carry on looking for it, are you?
My thought of the week is pizza is circle. It comes in a square box and you cut it into triangles. What?
That's what you thought about of the week.
Yeah, what have you thought about?
What I just told you.
Why are you thinking about that? I'm thinking about pizza.
It might make sense.
Why doesn't...
Yours is a fucking a food item. You've been thinking about a box of pizza that's a triangle. Have I got a pee head?
Why? No, Lloyd, my head is so
what
big.
What is this? Oh, is that...
It's my bun. My head is huge.
I feel like I'm not tall enough to get on the ride.
Honestly, Lloyd tries to surprise me with like hats and stuff, and it's honestly like a nightmare every time because I know it's not going to fit.
Should I get one of Eden's hats out? Let's see how big it is.
Yeah, that's my hat. That just about fits me.
That's a whole hand. There's a whole hand in there, this way.
You're going to keep that on?
Yeah, it's better than your hair, isn't it?
Oh, fuck.
She's talking about my hair.
Your fucking hair.
Oh, mate.
He, honestly, his hair grows
it's an alarming rate.
So fast, and he just looks ridiculous.
I can actually hear it growing sometimes, you know.
He doesn't look ridiculous. He looks gorgeous, but when he has a haircut, girls listening, your boyfriends and your fiancés or whoever, you when they've had that haircut, it's honestly like, oh, a haircut and a tan on Lloyd is just dreamy.
We're getting into that season, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Have we got any holidays planned? People keep asking us about a honeymoon.
Let's get into the honeymoon. Let's unpack on that. I'm ready to unpack on the honeymoon.
Okay, yeah, well...
This is coming live and direct, by the way. This is an actual first conversation we're going to seriously have about it, so...
Yeah. We have dogs, so I'm starting to, like, be able to leave them at home for, like, a couple hours now without worrying. But, like, being in a different country, what do you think about that?
The dogs. They'll be all right.
No, but they're chihuahuas, Lloyd. They'll miss us so much.
Well, look at Tilly. We looked after Tilly for my mate.
She goes away all the time.
Well, she had to get used to it at some point, didn't she?
Chai has a passport. We need to get Chase sorted because then we could like drive to France or go to Italy.
God.
Do you not want them?
No, I do think that would be good, but like they have to come on the honeymoon. Like we can't do anything with the dogs because there'll be restaurants we can't go to. And we don't want to leave them in the apartment in case they get stolen. Or they bark at everyone that goes past the apartment.
Honeymoons for a lot of people. Yeah, they don't spend true. Yeah, they don't spend every waking fucking second together. Love it. But like that's their time where like maybe they like work 9 to 5s and like go to the office and don't see each other all the time. So honeymoons is when they get to spend loads of time together. Whereas me and Lloyd, I think we need one away from each other.
No, do you?
No.
You do?
No.
Separate honeymoons, done. I'll take Chai, you take Jay's.
Fuck off. Mr. and Mrs. Fire Round questions, okay? If I could take one thing on a desert island, what would it be?
Chase.
Yeah. That's the last thing I would want on a
flight. Wait, I don't understand.
Do you think we should shut the door?
I don't know.
It's quite echoey in here, isn't it?
Yeah, but then it'd echo more because it bounced back.
Do you reckon?
If the door's open, the sound can actually leave instead of coming back on us.
I just think it's going into the corridor.
The what door?
The corridor.
The corridor?
What is it?
Corridor. The corridor.
The corridor. No, what would I take with me?
Wait, I don't understand the concept. Is it a holiday? Are you stranded? Is the plane crashed? What's happened? Am I there?
I'm deserted, Lloyd. But I'm going there. I know I'm
so
going
there.
So
you get for leaving me?
What shall I take? What would I take? He's going to say, a compass.
No, well, I don't know. Have you got your phone with you? Have you got anything?
No.
Right, all right. Your phone then, so you can phone someone. Phone them full battery.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, this is all quite a weird question, isn't it? Why would you voluntarily go to a desert? You would. He would.
Sick.
He'd love it. Going on the island with Bear Grylls.
Oh, that'd be so class.
So class. And you're a chef as well.
Mm.
So he can just make the nicest stuff.
I'm not asking me. I'll eat grass. Just get me on there.
Okay. What are your pet/nicknames for each other? You go first.
So basically, I've got this thing where I'll call Eden anything you can. So yesterday it was Gambas Pill Pill. So I'll find really obscure items or like menu, like a little beef Wellington, something like that.
But he says it in a really cute voice, yeah, don't you?
My little beef Wellington. Clarissa. Yeah, baby. Just loads of normal shit, really. Tiddles, kitten and mouse. That's pretty much it. I'd say my most common one is baby.
Yeah, baby. I call him babe, darling, sweetheart, honey. What's a funny one I call you? What did we used to call each other? Okay, so Kitty Bolitti, I just call him Litz or Kits, don't I?
Yeah.
Kit. I call him Kit quite a lot. Okay.
Next.
What shoe size am I?
8. Next.
What shoe size are you?
7. Next. Well, I'm not. I'm actually an 8. But
I can sometimes squeeze into your shoes.
Yeah, I think shoes look better in a 7. I think 7 is the last time they look cool. And then once they get to 8, they just go that little bit too big. Because I'm quite small, you see, so I look like a golf club. Do you know what I mean?
Clown.
Or crusty.
What's my favourite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Yeah, but what would I add?
Chilies.
Or anchovies and jalapenos.
Mm.
You look at my tits.
No. Yeah.
Well, this is actually, we're actually in the place where most of our action goes down, aren't we?
Where the magic happens.
Yeah. You would add pepperoni, maybe like sausage.
No, I just love the pepperoni. You know what you're going to get. I want to open it, steam comes out, I want the cheese pull, and then I also want that fucking orange grease. Just slightly on top.
On the baking paper.
Yeah, on the little, on your square.
We tried the McDonald's hot sauce today.
It was delicious, can confirm. And it's not a smooth sauce, for those who are wondering about, like, is it similar to sweet and sour? It's not the same texture.
No, it's more of a relish.
That is the best word for it, relish.
Are we having dinner tonight?
Yeah, what do you want to eat? What time is it?
Oh, it's nearly 10.
Are you having a fucking tin bath?
You've made me really want pizza. Oh, I've got a good one! What was your first impression of me, truthfully? I don't think I've ever asked him this.
What, when you...
Maybe on our first date.
On our... Really different, actually, to what I imagined you to be.
Really, why?
Yeah, because I only knew you when you were dressed up to the nines. Like, well, not I didn't know you, but I saw you, like, dressed up to the nines. And, you know, like, on those kind of events, they're a bit silent, aren't they? You can't really be yourself. So you seem quite reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I met you, with this really nice, homely, like, calm feeling around you. Like, I don't know, you're wearing this little hat, you have this white top on, and you're both sticking on the side of it. And you're just really smiling, really nice. And I looked at you and I just thought, fuck me. Actually, do you know, not that the physical attraction was like immediate there, but you know when like someone just hits you on a different level and it's like, it's more than just attraction. Like I felt nice being around. Oh, this is like really nice. I've never felt that before as well when I met someone like properly. You're just a really nice person. I was like, I think I was really surprised. Like, you have
like me earlier. I was like, you're a fucking dick.
But you know what I called you?
A loser. That made me cry so much. Because I am.
You know, baby, I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I just want to say because you've been very naughty.
My first impression of you, I really wanted to impress him. Like, he has a very cool thing around him. He's can have a laugh, but he takes life seriously most of the time. He's got really good energy, but I didn't feel like he'd settle down. I just felt like, because he's much older than me, or 10 years older than me, I thought that, like, he's just like, I don't know, one of those guys that would just like meet you and leave you. And he was the first person I'd ever gone on a date with, like, since being on TikTok. So I was like, I was quite wary, but you just made me feel really calm, and I wanted to be physical with you, like touching your hand and everything. We didn't sleep together for ages, did we?
Mm.
But 2 weeks, we'd met a few times between that where there were options.
Mm.
You came round for your birthday, didn't you?
I did.
And what did you leave with?
Well, I came again, and then I left. Came twice.
You got a blowjob.
So good.
I am good at blowjobs, aren't I?
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
I meant to suck you off last night, actually, but I keep falling asleep. Order me a pizza. Do you think that's wise? Well, we've got AG1, haven't we? AG1 is the best, guys. These by Athletic Green. Honestly, you drink one in the morning. I take them for bloating. And it's also good because we can't be asked to take all these vitamins all the time. And it's a nutritional drink. Yeah. It's a nutritional drink that that just gives you everything that you kind of need. And for me, yeah, I bloat so easily. And obviously, I have to get into a wedding dress in July. So AG1 is just the best. And they also have like travel pack ones. So if you go out, just grab a bottle of cold water, ice cold water, pop it in, give it a shake and just drink it. Because I was using a nutritional drink from America, but it's so hard to get hold of. Whereas with AG1, you get a subscription. So I get them monthly, so I never forget. Lloyd has been stealing mine.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, and honestly, most of the nutritional drinks that you'll try taste a bit like horse shit and manure, whereas these ones just goes down really, really smoothly and does stop my bloating as much, and they also support immunity as well. So Athletic Greens is giving away 1 year free supply of vitamin D and 5 travel packets if you head to www.athleticgreens.com/outspoken. So the travel packets come like this. Beautiful. And I'll be honest, I just can't be asked to be having a full round of vitamins. Mm. It's difficult to know who to trust though, and that is why I love AG1. They have everything that you need. There's no artificial sweeteners, none of that. Diet friendly, vegetarian, vegan, all the stuff you love. So their big fat butt, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. That's athleticgreens.com/outspoken. Okay, right. This is me and this is you. So your right hand is Eden, left hand's Lloyd.
All right.
Okay, quick fire round. Who is the funniest? Lloyd's raising his hand and I'm raising mine. Wait, what do you think? You're funnier than me?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really?
Should we go again?
No, like, I'll take that. But all to be fair, I think I'm funnier than you. Okay. Eden Lloyd, okay. Who is the vainest? It's Lloyd. We both agree on that one. You are hot. And one thing I love about Lloyd is he knows it. So there's not like...
I am bad looking. Do you know what I mean? I'm not.
No, you're not. And that's, he never has those things where he's like, oh, I hate the way I look or anything. He's just always confident.
I get told to change. Like, I don't give a fuck what I look like. And if I can, you not wear that?
There's some things where I do have to step in. Who is the most attractive?
No.
I think both.
No, you are. You're far more attractive than I am.
What, physically?
I'd say in like every way.
Oh, yeah, you can be an asshole. Honestly, I see Lloyd converse with his mates and everyone around him, and I think I'm vile. I get such special treatment. honestly, I look at him and I'm like, Lloyd, you can't talk to people like that. He's like, I'm giving a fuck. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Lloyd, you just keep sinking and sinking and sinking. I'm going up and up and up. Who's the best dancer? You are such a good dancer. That was one of my things. Like, I find dancing such an ick. But when Lloyd does it, he's just got a lot of swag. And before I met him, I would look at videos of like how he walks as well. He has a really good bounce. Like, it's just really hot.
Thanks, baby.
That's all right. Who takes the longest to get ready? Honestly, if we're going somewhere at 10 a.m., I'll set an alarm for 7 and I still won't be ready.
Why were we late? What happened today?
I don't know. I woke up at 9. We're meant to leave at 10:30. That gives me an hour and a half. But I like to poo, have a cigarette, have a chill, you know? But Lloyd, literally, you wake him up. 5 minutes later, he's in the car. Brushes his teeth. That's it.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Forgot B.O. Deal with it.
Who's the best cook? Lloyd, he's so clever. Who has the last word in an argument? Shut up. You. Do you think it's me?
Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk. Shut down.
Yeah, I hate back chat, to be fair.
It's not back chat, it's a conversation.
Who is the best? That's no, something your mum would say, isn't
so
it?
So you're thinking that is you, isn't it? Like, yeah. No, there's no conversation. It's just happy wife, happy life.
When remember we met that? Lloyd's mum, honestly, there's so many similarities with me and her, isn't there?
Yeah. People, yeah. My mum is really, really hard to impress. And she, you think I'm bad. She's like the matrix. She's what spawned me. Yeah, she's awful, but you and her got on like a house on fire. So much so, I got a text off my dad who said it's really nice that your mum and Eden got on so well. Got a new little best mate, which is cool. But yeah, my mum's savage, but them two together. The only thing my mum didn't like about Eden was her drinking. That she didn't drink enough.
She goes, we'll work on that. We'll work on that. Who is the best at keeping secrets? Lloyd. Honestly, don't ever tell me anything because all my sisters and my mum will find out. Literally, as you're saying it, it'll be in my family group chat. I won't like tell like people I don't know, but my best, Soph will find out, Steph will find out, and Freya and Yaz and mum and
that's
dad.
That's cool. If you want the secret to me, I mean, you know, anything that I tell you, I do know that we'll be going to the sisters immediately.
No, there's a few things you've told me that I haven't told them.
It's quite good.
I think so. Who is better at saving money? That was our argument of the day. Because I'm such a spender. With ADHD, it's like you're constantly trying to get a dopamine hit. And I have this thing where like, I always want to spend money because it like, it just makes me feel good. I don't know why. And also when I get something brand new, I like to ruin it. I don't know why that is. Like, if I have something designer, like I'll almost like want to get a bit of foundation on it. Do you think that's linked?
I don't know what that is, babe, but it's got to fucking stop.
Who wears the trousers in the relationship?
My ass is cold.
You hold the trousers in some aspects. Like, sometimes I won't cross the line, but...
Yeah, I think I will. I'm the voice of reason. When it gets too much, I'm jumping in here. But apart from that, yeah.
Who would play me in a film about my life?
Only you.
Only me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no one could pull it off.
I think you'd have someone like Jack O'Connell.
I was thinking like Johnny Depp.
Oh my God, guys. I was in the Johnny Depp thing,
yeah,
wasn't I?
Yeah, that was sick. That was
twice.
So good.
My TikTok was in it twice. And everyone was messaging me like, oh my God, you're in this. And I just was like, yeah, I did.
And you found two news articles today. Were you in it?
Yeah, I did. From The Sun.
You didn't even tag her.
No. Didn't ask me, but I think that's showbiz, yeah. Darling. Yeah, people messaging me like, oh my God, you're in this. I was like, trying to be like, oh my God, what? But I did. Channel 4 emailed me and I replied. But I didn't think it would be that soon. But yeah, they showed the TikTok of when Amber Heard's like, you're believing the man that convinced the world he has scissors for fingers? And it's just me like, what?
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
I know. Who's my celebrity crush?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I love him. I had a dirty dream about him a few months ago, didn't I?
Did you?
I told you about it.
Obviously forgot about that for a reason.
Yeah, when we were watching that programme yesterday, I brought it all back. He's not my crush, though. Like, I just, like, he's just... He's got quite a personality like you. Like, I just want to impress him. But no, it's Robert Pattinson.
Is he from Twilight?
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
No, you said Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, something like that.
Yours is Liz Hurley. What is your guilty... What is my guilty pleasure?
TikTok.
Yeah, I love it. I'm Married at First Sight, Australia.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say like guilty, but you go down a fucking rabbit hole on TikTok, you.
I do.
Eden's in someone's live stream with 9 people sending fucking whales or something. Like, what are you doing?
I just like to. I like to, if I see random lives, I click on them. If they follow me, I go in and have a little chat. I think that's quite personable, isn't it?
Because everyone loses the shit. I'm me too. And Satya loses 150 quid every time she goes online.
Saving money. yeah, Married at First Sight. Evelyn followed me from Series 10 and me and Claire have been sending a few messages. What?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you, baby.
You are?
I'm not. I think it's really cute that you messaged, that you liked it and then you messaged them.
Yeah, because you feel like you're part... Guys, if you were Married at First Sight, don't you feel like you're part of it and like you want to give your 2p? Like you want to comfort someone, you know?
Yeah, you're a nice person right now.
You're taking the piss.
No, just don't. In my age, babe, like you would never message... I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, it's not something I've seen.
Well...
Yeah, no, I think it's really nice. Imagine getting a random inbox. To be fair, actually, I followed that guy off fucking Hell's Kitchen, Juice, Mr. Nashville, Mr. 100, Keep It 100, do you remember?
Yeah, what's his name?
Deuces!
What's his name?
Mr. 100, that's what he called himself.
No, but he was called like Stanley or something.
He's a legend.
What 3 words would you use to describe me? I'd describe you as funny, so caring, and very intelligent.
Thank you, baby. I would say you're very, very kind, very beautiful, and really pleasant.
What item of clothing in their wardrobe do you hate the most? Lloyd has this... tracksuit from Palm Angels, right? He tells me to save money. How much was the tracksuit? Just straight off the cuff.
£800.
He looks like Jimmy Savile. Honestly, he looks...
He's fucking bad boy.
No, you look...
Babe, it's the nuts that. It's all black, right? It's all black. All black. She's got a pink palm tree. Sick.
No, it's a quarter zip, open collar, right? Baggy. And when Lloyd wears baggy things, it like shrinks you. You look so hot when you're in tight stuff.
What about this though? What do you think of this?
I like this brand. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the material as well. It's really good.
It's got a sick hood on it and all.
It's got a cool back as well, that.
Mmm.
Being in here, it looked like if our neighbours saw right now, they'd think we were filming a porno. And we did once film a porno. And I had... Was it when I had vertigo? It was when I had vertigo and you were drunk. Oh my God, guys, we can't even watch it back fully. 37 minutes long. And at the end of it...
Jump.
I'm like, I'm so dizzy. And what do you say?
Can't breathe. Can't breathe.
He's like, I can't breathe.
She put a 36-minute shift in.
And I'm like... I'm so dizzy.
Oh my God.
Most people would
are
be
we
like,
sexy?
Oh, Lloyd went to me the other
day. Oh, don't be happy. No, go on, it's funny.
Lloyd went to me the other day. Oh, I wanted, what was it?
I don't know. It was in context or something, but got me words mixed.
Yeah, and he was
up.
Like, I wasn't feeling sexy. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? He was like, I wasn't feeling sexy. I was like, do you normally feel sexy? And he was like, I meant horny.
She's not let me live it down. Horny.
But it's really weird talking to each other in normal voices because...
It is. We don't speak to each other like this at all.
No. I talk to him like this all the time. And Trisks and Bisks, our babies are down here. Oh my God, that's another thing on the subject of sex. If me and Lloyd kiss and we like do a faint moan or anything, what do you hear? This. Chai's tail wagging, terrified.
She gets.
Oh yes! You just sitting between mums and sides.
Is that nice on the podcast, Bean? Oh, I love you.
I love her so much.
She's amazing.
But I have such a soft spot for my boy.
You do. I think you love him more.
I love him so much. Yeah. I was scared I wouldn't. Because with your second, mum's listening, you know, you just think, I'm not going to love you. And when we first got Chase, and anyone who's getting a second dog, you might feel this as well. I don't know if it's the same with a child, but are you going on your phone?
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
All right. Lloyd's just reading his TikTok comments whilst I'm trying to film a podcast.
No, I'm just sending a mate a photo. Oh, is that what my hair looks like? Have you let me look like that for the whole of this fucking thing? What the fuck? Stop. What? What's this hanging off the fucking side of my head? The fucking wave. The fuck is that? You're such a dick. As if you just fucking left me with that. Some fucking ledge. Who fucking hang off that? It's more of a cliffhanger than fucking Mafsa Series 11, mate. What's going on with that? Look at this. I can't be serious. I can't be on fucking YouTube with this.
Oh my goodness, you look gorgeous, babe.
Fucking sausage.
What were you talking about?
I've got it now.
What was I talking about? Okay. So we took a little break there to order some food. One of our favourite things to do together is actually eat. And one thing that a lot of people don't know, trigger warning, ED. When I first met you, I didn't eat, did I?
No, not at all, actually. We had a bolognese and you pushed a salad around the bowl.
Yeah, I just never, ever, ever, ever ate. And that's something people don't know about me. And I feel like I shouldn't say it because it sounds really bad, but it's a raw part of me that I'm no longer like now. I absolutely love food. I binge eat, if anything, all the time. I do have a good relationship with food, but I will punish myself. But I really try. But before I met Lloyd, I was like, I have to look a certain way before I go on a day or all of this. And I would literally eat one sweet potato for dinner. If I had to film and eat with me, I would spit it out. Like,
I think you've got quite an exciting announcement to make as well, actually.
Have I? Am I pregnant?
No. For TikTok.
I have. Lloyd and I had a bit of a disagreement earlier about the money saving and everything. And I was saying, when I went live with you guys on TikTok, it gave me so much passion and I felt so connected with the community, and you could earn money through doing like TikTok shops with brands and everything. And I was excelling and I was really happy. But obviously when I don't have like a set subject that I'm doing, so if I'm doing like something for work, like a brand that I'm doing a live with, then I'll be very well behaved. But when I'm just live willy nilly, I get quite naughty, as you guys know. And I start saying my nephew looks like quite noncy, which is just a typical British thing, but you should not say it to kids, I understand. Yeah, so I was saying to him, like, I feel like at the moment, like, everyone around me treats me like I'm in shackles. Like, they're like, you can't go live, you're outrageous, you say all of this, you do this, don't say that. And it, do you know what? I got to where I am by doing that. So it's difficult when you get to a stage in your career where everyone's like, stop doing that now, stop doing that now. And then I just like, I feel so disconnected from TikTok at the moment. So I am going to start going live again. And I might say some outspoken things. Hopefully I don't. But if I do, that's why people love me. That obviously not the insulting things, but the funniness, the humour, the rawness, everything. So basically what I was saying is I really want to go live again and to be able to connect and chat. And, you know, so you may see me on your screens very soon. What's the first thing I do in the morning?
One of three things. First, it'll be stretchies.
Yeah.
Baby likes to do stretching, which means she'll just roll around the bed, pulling her legs out and bringing them in, holding onto me, pushing me around. Nicely, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Quick scroll on TikTok or your WhatsApp, have a look on that, wait for a cup of tea to, or I'll get told, I'll get some mystery quiz in the fucking morning where the answer relates to tea.
I said the other day, may her soul rest, what an amazing woman. But I said, who was it that died yesterday? What was her name? Something Turner. And then what do you go to say?
Tina.
Yes. So it's got tea in it, so he knows he's going to make a tea. Or Loy said to me the other day, what is that thing you called that you put a golf ball on before you hit it? I was like, a tea. He was like, oh, thank you. So the first thing you do in the morning is make a tea, which is so nice.
Yeah, make your significant other a cup of tea in the morning. Because and watch your relationship just get better.
Yeah, that's what Dad does for Mum every morning, and it's so nice. What am I most scared of?
Upsetting people.
Yeah. But like in our day-to-day life.
Cows, dogs, horses.
Hey, there was one time. You are most scared of failure.
Yep.
How are you coping with it? Because it's doing...
I'm not scared anymore. I'm thriving in it. Hemorrhaging success.
What would you say is my most embarrassing moment?
When you did the Papa Roach song in France and jumped into the pool and almost broke your neck.
Oh my God. I put on Last Resort Papa Roach to make Freya laugh. Freya loves people doing things really embarrassing. And I got out my towel and I was doing the cut my life into pieces. And then I jumped in the pool and it's like, this is my last resort. And you know, the bin. I wanted to jump in the pool, but it was wet by the pool. So where I went to jump in, my foot slid under myself. I fell on my side and fell into the pool. And it all happened so quick, like I was a fish out of water. And that was when me and Lloyd were just together as well. I was so, well, we were engaged, but I was so embarrassed. And he didn't come in to save me. Like, why didn't you dive after me?
Because you were stood up.
Yeah, but I was
in the shallow end.
I was in water.
Your head was out and he was talking to me. It'd be quite dramatic.
But why didn't you run? You just stayed sat down.
I didn't know what to do.
I did something really embarrassing the other day as well. It was just a day filled with icks, to be honest, of myself.
I didn't get the ick once.
We went to a sunbed shop that we don't normally go to. We need to get a sunbed tomorrow if we have time.
I'm looking golden brown at the minute.
Yeah, you're looking a bit jaundiced. So we need to... I think it's the lighting. No, I'm joking, you're beautiful. We went to this sunbed shop that Lloyd's been going to. I go to a different one, but there's one more local. And I went in, and the stand-up sunbed was like in the middle of the place, and she was like, in you get then. I was like, what, just get naked? Yeah, I was like, do I just get naked here and get in? She was like, no. Like, you open the door and it turns into a changing room. Like, I couldn't work it out. She did it for me, and then when my time was up, I got out, and like the handle is metal, so like it's like I went to touch it, and my hand like sizzled. So basically,
did your hand sizzle?
Yeah, my hand sizzled.
Sizzle.
I couldn't get out, so I squeezed myself out this gap, and the woman was like, "No!" Like, don't break it, sort of thing. I thought Lloyd was on a sunbed, so I was like. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like a bull in a china shop. Like all of this. I walked around the corner. Lloyd sat there in the waiting room. I was so embarrassed. Then we went to Curry's to pick up a new TV because our TV gave up on us. Because we put it to good use though, mate.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I got fucking watched that TV.
Now we've got like a 70-inch flat screen in front of us. It's amazing. Last penny, but fab. Worth it all, you know?
100%.
We'll take that with us everywhere.
Can use it as a roof when we're homeless.
Or a bed. Sofa. You know?
I think a roof, because then when you lay down, you can watch TV at night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be really nice. I'd like a screen up there, wouldn't you?
No, you'd move
into We never really look up, do we?
No.
Anyway, we were in Curry's, and we went... I clicked, like, pick up, collect, and I went in straight away without looking at the email, and the email said, like, basically, don't... come straight away, we'll email you when it's ready. So I went in, the mail was like, can I just see that email? I was like, oh yeah. And then suddenly I got the second email saying it's ready. And I shouted across the room, I was like, excuse me, I've got the second email. Would you like to see it? Like, what the fuck am I doing? And that was the same day when my finger got caught in the window. Honestly, what would you say your most embarrassing moment is?
There'll be something. There'll be loads.
Really?
Mm.
He falls over all the time. Like, yeah, he's quite. I'm a not tripper.
Embarrassed by Bowie though.
No, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, stumbling and knocking to everything.
Oh my god, I've got it. Horse riding. Horse riding.
I'm sick at it.
No. So we went riding, right? And we did rising trot. Like, me and Fred know what we're doing. We had horses for years. So we did rising trot. And Lloyd was like, yeah, my mum had horses. What?
Rising trot.
Yeah. Lloyd was like, oh, the fuck, you bouncing up and down on that horse. Like, you know, when you get into the rhythm, like, and it's all normal and correct. Lloyd was doing it. He got on and he was like, yeah, my mum had horses. I know what I'm doing. He got on.
I do.
The horse was trotting and Lloyd was not moving. He was not going in balance. He was not rising to help the horse's back. He was just letting throw him around. He was in a helmet and like boots as well. And he will never to this day tell you how cringy it truly was. But I went to Freya, what the fuck? She was like, Eden, look at Lloyd. And he had his helmet. He was just shaking around so much. And the girl said to us, her name was like Jolie or something. She was so lovely. And she was like, just give him a gentle squeeze. He wasn't going anywhere with a gentle squeeze. And now I saw on Instagram he's got a stomach ulcer. So that was probably from when you were on him.
Yeah, too many gentle squeezes. That's a put him in a fucking Russian leg lock to make him move. Fucking budge. He was massive. You ever fight with a fucking gorilla so I give him a squeeze on the ribs?
Who is the loudest in bed? Me.
In what way? Social wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever think, shut up?
No, never.
Do you not?
No.
Does it turn men on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it when you're honking. You've given up and you're just going for it.
Oh. That's the best. Where's the most unique place you've ever had sex? A haunted house.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know it was haunted at this point, but we had a quickie upstairs.
Such a nice quickie.
Yeah, it was exactly how it's meant to go, literally. Done.
Head over the bed. Yeah. Hold your fingers to one side.
Are you reliving it?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that was really nice, wasn't it?
Mm.
What's my favourite position?
Doggy, you love the hot feeling on your head.
You know, and there's a cock deep inside you and your head just feels hot and you're like, oh, like it's the best feeling ever. What's your favourite position? I'd say...
Doggy, or when... sorry.
No, I want to know what you're going to say.
Yeah, when I'm on top and you do that at the top.
He likes watching my boobies bounce, don't you?
So fun.
They're really big at the moment as well.
Massive.
My period's G.
So much fun.
Who's more dramatic? Is that me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm dramatic? In what way?
I think you get overwhelmed quite easily. It seems to be the end of the world, and then it's not 5 minutes later.
Yeah, that's ADHD, babe.
Mm.
Honestly, guys, since this diagnosis, I will tell Lloyd. But everything makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Every single way I am.
I would say, though, you've not done anything to help.
I've got therapy.
Yeah, no. But I think instead of doing things because you know you have ADHD, you've just said that's just ADHD. I think you've used it now in the house as more of an escape mechanism. It's just ADHD.
Well, yeah, do you know what it is, Lloyd? I cleaned that kitchen so nicely yesterday and there's fajitas all over it and you haven't thought
sucks,
for a second.
Sucks that, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you haven't thought for a second. Well done, Eden. That's really good. She never ever does this. Let me keep on top of it. And that, I felt quite insulted. What do you feel about that?
We've lived here for 18 months and you know how many times you clean that kitchen.
Yeah, but I've tried, and what's the point in trying if it's just going to look like that?
Yeah, it happens every day, babe. What's the point in showering if you're going to get dirty again?
You don't.
So you don't shower?
You don't.
I don't get dirty.
But do you think that is quite mean about the kitchen?
I'm really sorry, baby, that the kitchen got messy after I was making you dinner.
No, that's not how you word things. That's very one-sided. Be open.
I'm sorry you feel disrespected that I missed the kitchen of. Just tell him it's Harrison.
You are so Harrison. And I'm Bronte.
You are. You're not at all.
I'm Bronte. What is my worst habit?
self-sabotage, picking your nails off.
I've literally been doing that this whilst we've been here. Your worst habit. Your worst habit is, he picks his nails so tight all the time. Do you know how much I hate that?
I can't stop doing it though.
Oh, why?
It's just something I do.
I think we've been talking for long enough.
We've been talking forever.
We have, haven't we?
For ages.
I think that's been a really good episode. A massive thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring today's podcast. Again, if you are looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens are giving you a year's free supply of vitamin D, excuse me, and 5 free travel pack sachets, which are so good, aren't they? Well, make sure you do get your year's free supply and your 5 travel packets.
You
with
get
your
the D for free for a year for vitamin time.
Or with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/outspoken. Keep this podcast free to watch. Make sure you do check out Athletic Greens and support the show. If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can find it every Friday at 7 p.m. on YouTube, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And it's also on Alexa as well, Amazon Music. I saw that it was on like top like kind of like podcast to listen to. If you've enjoyed this kind of like relax from bed as well, let us know, because we
don't say you like the fucking from bed one, because everything will be from the bed. I'll be making dinner from it next.
They're gonna love it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?